And welcome again to another one of our special reports on the now concluded 87th annual FFA convention. Was held in Springfield at the Capitol Convention Center, of course, yesterday, a highlight day for many, many FFA members around the state as the awarding of the state degrees took place, the Stars over Illinois, and well, what changed the last couple of years? They used to have the election of new officers on Wednesday night. Last year and this year, they have moved them, and they moved them to yesterday morning. And with the advent of technology, they've been able to shorten the time, so thus they could do that then. Well, that's always one of those that people anxiously await. Very formal, very structured, the way they do the election. And after the, they start with the first office, and that was the new president. Very impressive young man, and he was Cade Hill. He's from Section 17. We got to visit with him, ask him where in Section 17 and where was home.
All right. Thank you very much for the congratulations. I appreciate that. So home is in Paxton, Illinois. That's about 25 miles north of Champaign. Section 17 is where I currently serve as Section 17 president, which is a bunch of schools kind of all around the central location of Champaign-Urbana. Home of the Paxton Buckalota High School. That's where I went to school with my FFA advisors, Mike White and Doug Anderson. And it's where I grew up, and it's what I'm proud of.
Agriculture, farming background?
Actually, not a whole lot. I live in a rural area. I've got corn all around my house and every now and then soybeans, but my parents have not been involved in agriculture. They're not production farmers nor involved in the agriculture industry. It was really agriculture education classes and FFA that kind of swayed me to get involved and choose a career path and interest in agriculture.
How did you first become involved or interested at least in agriculture and being in the FFA?
Well, it's an interesting story because going into high school, I didn't really have any aspirations to get involved with FFA. I had my mind set on being involved in band and sticking to that and someday maybe choosing a career along the lines of music. Going into high school, I knew that our community was such an agricultural community, so I figured that taking an agriculture class would be smart, at least, and just to get involved with the community. And I remember that first FFA event was asked who wanted to sign up, and I signed up. And after that event, I think it was a competition, ended up doing absolutely terrible at the competition, but somehow that sparked a competitive drive inside myself, which sent me to compete in new events and go to new conferences and see the other parts of FFA. And basically every event has kind of built upon myself as an FFA member and built to this point in time.
Based on your articulation, I would almost be wager to bet that you were involved in public speaking as well.
Yes, sir. This past year, I was able to make it to the state level and prepared public speaking and have the honor to win that competition, which will allow me to represent Illinois at the national competition this fall in Louisville, Kentucky, as our prepared public speaking delegate. So I'll compete amongst the other 50 states sending delegates to that competition and represent Illinois and my home chapter.
Did you think as a freshman that you would ever be doing that?
Absolutely not. That was not anything I was interested in as a freshman. Timid me did not want to get in front of people and talk about anything.
So oftentimes we know that people will say, they'll ask a new elected officer, what's your goals for the coming year? I know it's got to be difficult to set those goals right now. So I won't ask that question. Let me ask you this. What do you see as the biggest challenge facing FFA and FFA members going forward?
I think one big challenge is, and it's a really obvious challenge, is the line item for agriculture education in Illinois. Now, the budget had recently been cut for the agriculture line item. We just got some funding back for that, but the budget is not final yet. That line item does a lot for agriculture education, and in turn, FFA supports a lot of businesses, a lot of programs, and a lot of agriculture programs across the state. And I think getting support for that is going to, in turn, turn into a lot of support for FFA and a lot more participation in Illinois FFA.
One of the things that we've seen evolve over the last many, many years has been the intertwining, so to speak, of rural FFA members and urban FFA members. Have you got to know some of the students from some of the large chapters like in the Chicago metropolitan area?
Yeah, we actually have one chapter in the state of Illinois that's kind of known for being that urban chapter, and that's the Chicago High School for Ag Sciences. This year I was able to serve as a section president with a young lady from that school, and I thought it was very interesting to see her views on agriculture and see what their different views of agriculture was in the urban area. Now, she's involved in urban and an urban area, but she's still tied to agriculture. She finds a way to be involved and really advocates that agriculture is a part of everybody's life, no matter where you live. It's all there. You just have to find it and recognize that.
I'm asking way too many questions, but you're so articulate. I enjoy talking to you. One of the big challenges that I see in agriculture is being able to communicate what we in agriculture do and how we do it. Do you think FFA and the young people, you're not the millennial generation, I guess, but the generation after that, do you see FFA being a big part of a role of trying to explain to the consuming public and to the world what agriculture does and how we do it and how the food gets to the table?
Absolutely. Agriculture is one of the main ways that FFA advocates for agriculture. That's our main goal, is to advocate for agriculture education and agricultural life in the United States and Illinois. And whether it's through a public speaking contest talking about the current hunger issues facing our state and nation and world, or if it's just, you know, meeting with a Congress member or a community member and talking with them about how agriculture plays a role in their life, it's really important that FFA members have that connection. And FFA is one of the many ways we can inform those who eat the food how the food is brought to them.
Preface for that question, the second to the last question here, is that one of the things I notice is that people don't seem to want to listen. They have their own minds made up. We talk about the leadership skills of the FFA, you know, public speaking, parliamentary procedure, listening skills, I think, are something that maybe have been forgotten and overlooked. Do you find yourself being one that tends to listen, whether it was keynote speakers here at the convention or other people, and then thinking as how to respond to that?
I do, and sometimes I find it a little hard because I like to think of myself as a little bit of a ADD type of person. I like to fidget and move around, and sitting in the convention hall listening to all these speakers has kind of got me buzzing all over the place. But like you said, listening is a very important part of everyone's life, and with every interaction, you have to listen to hear what the other person is saying. Right now, I'm interviewing with you. If I were to blow off all of these questions and not listen to what you're actually saying, I'd probably look like a goofball up here on the interview, talking like I know what I'm talking about, but really obviously don't.
Okay, and the last question is future plans after your year as state president.
After this year, I plan to attend the University of Illinois College of ACES to major in agriculture education. I've been accepted there, and we'll look forward to that when that point comes. But right now, I guess it's time for state office.
Indeed. Well, again, congratulations. And someone as first having just been elected, as articulate as you are, that if you have aspirations for national office, I wouldn't be surprised to see you there someday as well. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And again, that was Cade Hill, the new state FFA president. And boy, you talk about, to at least yours truly, a very impressive young man. We'll have more on the state FFA convention right after we take this break.